Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Adams Road Band for that musical introduction. Welcome to Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We have spent the last several broadcasts talking about this idea of feelings, or what Mormons would call faith, over intellect. Faith and intellect, maybe it would be a more proper way to put it, even though we find in this article in the Ensign magazine, I should say that the January 2013 issue of Ensign magazine tends to put faith in the forefront over intellect. And we are just examining what it has to say because we find in some of the things that are in this article some real red flags going off. Now, first of all, let me read you a quote from J.C. Ryle. J.C. Ryle was an Anglican bishop. He lived between 1816 and 1900. He had something to say about this very subject. He said this, "I declare I know of no state of soul more dangerous than to imagine we are born again and sanctified by the Holy Ghost because we have picked up a few religious feelings." It has to be a little bit more than that. You have Donald G. Blesch, who's written books on theology. In fact, I'm looking at a couple of them on my bookshelf right now. He wrote, "Conscience, like experience, can be a trustworthy guide only when it is anchored in the divine revelation given in Holy Scripture." That is what we've been emphasizing the past few days. Conscience, like experience, can be a trustworthy guide only when it is anchored in the divine revelation given in Holy Scripture. We as Christians base our faith on what the Bible has to say because we've come to the conclusion that it is a trustworthy guide. And that is why, if you're a Latter-day Saint and you're listening to this, why we tend to look at your arguments coming from the Book of Mormon or the Doctrine and Covenants as being spurious, because we don't believe those to be divine books. We believe those books have come forth through the intellect of Joseph Smith, and we don't believe that the Holy Spirit is the basis for them. That just is our basis. That's our foundation. So that's why we have a difficulty embracing this. Now, Mormons oftentimes will tell us, well, you need to set aside that. You need to set aside your intellect, your reasoning. In fact, I was accused. I remember talking to a Mormon missionary on a plane once going to Moscow, Russia. And I was sharing with him some of the things that I had learned about Mormonism over the years. And he said the problem with me was I was using man's reasoning. Even though I was quoting to him his own sources. They look at that as a negative. Mormonism emphasizes a lot this push on feelings. And we would say, look, we're not against feelings. As long as I've just quoted to you, they're anchored in the divine revelation given in the Bible.
Many Mormons think it's an either or. It's either intellect or not intellect. And this is what she says in her article, page 52.
Well, let's bring people up to speed. Yeah. This is an article in the January 2013 edition of Ensign titled Faith and Intellect. It's written by a PhD in Chinese history, a woman by the name of Melissa Inouye. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, and she says, "Religious questions cannot be addressed satisfactorily through scholarly inquiry alone." And so the idea that she's saying is, well, either you're going to have it or you're not going to have it. Well, I'm going to say in Christianity, we can have it and have faith as well. It doesn't have to be an either or. Faith is something that we do have as Christians. We don't want to down faith whatsoever, because without faith, you can't please God. The Bible's very clear about
that. It's impossible to please God.
But you got to have good reasoning behind going to this faith, or you will believe anything out there.
Well, there's a phrase that we use. It's called reasonable faith. There's been books written on this. It's a reasonable faith.
Listen, you can have a good feeling about a Ponzi scheme, and you put your money into that Ponzi scheme, and you say, I really believe that this is going to come through. The person who's talking to me is trustworthy. It sounds like a great thing, and you get into it, and you lose all your money, and you say, but wait a minute, I felt really good about it. Well, you didn't do your homework. There's a lot of schemes like that that are tricking people all the time, and unfortunately, Satan is out there. He's crafty. He's like a roaring lion. He's looking for those whom he may devour. We got to be really careful out there.
In her article, she has a subheading, says, spiritual experiences confirm gospel truths. When I read that, I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute, is that kind of backwards? Shouldn't gospel truths confirm the spiritual experience?
That's a good point.
Because I think this is a little bit backwards here. And I've had many people over the course of many years of being a Christian tell me, well, you know, God told me this or God told me that. And yet what they're telling me does not strike as true because what they're telling me conflicts with what God has already revealed.
She seems to have had some issues with these problems, and I think what she's done is swept them under the carpet. Look what she says on page 52. She says, realizations such as these have helped me to understand that although I will probably always have some unresolved questions, these intellectual issues are no longer central concerns for me. I had too many experiences that have convinced me that the gospel of Jesus Christ is real and worthwhile. Even during times when I have wrestled with serious doubts, I have experienced firsthand the fruits of the Spirit as I have kept the commandments and served in the church. These experiences have confirmed my faith. As Alma says, is this not real?
Is this really just unusual with Mormonism, though? Couldn't you say that a lot of religious people in many different religions, religions that, of course, Mormons would not believe to be true, if they came across an adherent to that particular faith who said that very same thing, would she drop her Mormonism and embrace that faith? I don't think she would. So if that's the case, and we find this same kind of a parallel in other religions, how is that really proving that Mormonism is to be believed and Mormonism is true? See, there's the problem I have with this. These are the flaws, the pitfalls that I'm seeing in this kind of reasoning here. And she talks about this faith and intellect. I think the title is wrong. It should be faith and truth. What is actually true? I get asked that all the time by Latter-day Saints. Why do you do this, Bill? Well, it's because I don't believe Mormonism is based on truth, and I don't want people to believe in that which is a lie or untrue. I don't think a lot of Mormons understand that. In fact, I've almost saw it in the face of two missionaries one time when I told them that if they could prove to me the resurrection was not true, I'd leave Christianity in a heartbeat. It was almost like, really? Well, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. If you could be shown that what Joseph Smith said was not really true, you'd still want to believe it anyway? I mean, I can be a moral person without Christianity. I couldn't explain what morality really is or why, but I could still be a moral person in the eyes of my peers without my Christian faith. But yet, I find that sometimes truth really doesn't matter to a lot of Latter-day Saints. They like the community that they're in, and that's all well and good. But if it's not true, does that really honor God? Does it really honor God if we're believing things that are untrue?
Even if you have good experiences with it.
Exactly.
Her conclusion, this is what she says in the very end of the article, and I think it's very telling. She says, I have come to some important realizations since high school. First, I have learned that faith and intellect are not incompatible.
And we would agree with that so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they go together. Second, I have come to rely chiefly on spiritual experiences, not intellectual deliberations, as a basis for my testimony. And then listen to what she says, last sentence. For me, it is the personal experiences of the good fruits of the Spirit that are the most precious, the most difficult to come by, and the most real.
And that is why that bothers us. I mean, that kind of a conclusion bothered us because what I think she's telling me is this. If I could demonstrate to her, and we've talked about this before, if there really was no first vision, you'd still want to believe this story? If there were no no real gold plates, an ancient manuscript written on gold plates, you'd still want to believe this?
If Joseph Smith was not a true prophet of God.
You'd still want to believe this?
I mean, we could go on and on and on.
And unfortunately, that kind of conclusion, I think, is why a lot of people look at Mormonism as being very anti-intellectual. Now, what I think gives this article a little bit of pizzazz for the average reader is she has a PhD in Chinese history. She's not an unlearned person. But yet, she's learned how to compartmentalize some of the things that she's heard or read about her own faith that trouble her. And she's going to believe it anyway. Even though a lot of the things that probably trouble her have already been confirmed by some of the same intellectuals that she's looking up to bolster her in her faith. And that makes me slap my forehead, you know, because I've talked to a lot of Mormons. Well, yeah, I know that's not true. Yeah, I know Joseph Smith had at least 10 wives that had living husbands. And somehow they make excuses for that.
By saying that she wants to pretty much sweep all of her questions under the rug and she just wants to base it on her good experiences, her personal experiences. Bill, let me ask you, is that not in an intellectual claim, an intellectual statement? Isn't she having to use her intellect to come to the conclusion that what she is believing is true?
It is. And there's a lot of contradictions in the way she writes this article. And she doesn't give us a lot of details. So it's very difficult for us. We are at a disadvantage because we don't know what some of the specific things she read that really bothered her. And if they are things that have already been deemed to be true according to Mormon historians and such, if she just doesn't want to believe them to be true, that goes back to my question. Is God honored in that? I don't think he is. But somehow she's looking at this as being an honoring way of behaving, and I would disagree. So what do we do with this? I say we go back and we say, look, we would agree with her that faith and intellect are not mutually exclusive. But when the facts disprove what you are believing, you need to abandon that faith. It gets back to what I've said earlier.
It's foolish to follow something that's not true. And so we want to get down to what the evidence says.
Yeah, and I think we have the Apostle Paul to back us up on that. You mentioned the resurrection earlier. Yeah, if the resurrection wasn't true, we shouldn't be believing this. And if Joseph Smith wasn't a true prophet, they shouldn't be believing him either.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Viewpoint on Mormonism is a radio show dedicated to discussing the differences between Mormonism and Christianity in a loving, gentle format. Sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry, this show's goal is to look carefully at the Bible and determine whether or not the beliefs as taught by the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints corresponds to truth. Now, whether you're a Latter-day Saint or a Christian, you can contact us and even ask a question that we can answer in a future show. Here's how. Email us at contact@mrm.org. Again, that's contact@mrm.org. And if you're a Christian who would like to financially support this radio ministry, you can do that as well. Just go to our website, www.mrm.org, and go to the right top button called Donate. This ministry cannot exist without the financial support of our friends and listeners, and we are grateful to everyone who plays a vital role in what we do. Again, that's mrm.org. We're glad to be on the air and providing this information to you.